Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time. And that means Tom Lydon, editor of ETF Trends, is in the house to talk ETFs. Now, if you have never been to ETF Trends and you think, well, it's just, you know, what is above the 200-day moving average, the kind of stuff that we talk about on the podcast. No. There's a lot more to it. It is a soup to nuts, everything you want to know about ETFs kind of site with a lot there. So it's not just, hey, this is what the trend tells me to do. It's here's what's going on in the industry. Here's what's coming on in new products. And then there's also the layers of advice. So it's ETF Trends. If you want more information, on Twitter at ETF Trends or follow Tom directly. He is at Tom Lydon. But right now, he's at Money Life. Tom, welcome back.
Thanks, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is
the Crane Shares CSI China Internet ETF, ticker KWEB.
KWEB. It is the Crane Shares CSI China Internet ETF, KWEB. This is right in the news right now because, well, there's some well-known names that are playing into this theme, right?
Absolutely. Well, it's kind of getting to be Alibaba time. And as we all get out of our flying carpets, it's something that we definitely have to talk about. But those of us in the ETF space are wondering, how will ETFs be affected? And a couple things, only a handful of ETFs are slated to have Alibaba as part of their portfolios and part of their indexes. And this is one of them. Being specific to China and to the internet, it fits just perfectly. But just to make people aware, KWEB will not have Alibaba in the index until at least 11 days after it goes public. So it's not as though this is one of those things where you have to jump on it right away. It's more, I think, Chuck, of one of those discussions you and I have about a growing area of the marketplace. How big is it going to be? And if you are a sector investor, and in this case, very specific sector, what are your opportunities, right?
Definitely. But when you look at the opportunities, I'm trying to figure out where does this fit in? Because if you just go back to the name, now take out Crane Shares, and we've had the folks from Crane Shares on, good company, et cetera, but go to China or internet. So do I consider this part of my emerging markets allocation, or do I consider this part of my technology allocation? Because most folks would say internet stocks are tech stocks.
Well, you're right, and this is definitely one of those emerging market areas. It's also a technology area. So I think for investors, especially ETF investors, who maybe have moved from being stuck in the mutual fund land where you give up all the control to managers who make the decisions for you, investors, I think, especially with technology these days, are becoming more aware of global opportunities. For example, over in China, there's, you know, a large number of internet users, but only 45% of the population in China today has access to the internet. So there's a lot further room to grow. I also heard a statistic which was mind-boggling, but Alibaba, for example, last year had 5.2 billion, that's billion packages delivered. UPS in the U.S. last year only had 4.4 billion overall across the U.S. So just picture that. If this was China, and those UPS trucks were over there, and every one of them had an Alibaba logo on the side, it would be quite daunting. So just to put things in perspective, it's a huge marketplace, and I think Crane Shares was smart to be one of the folks early on to go in, identify the market, but also diversify from an index standpoint.
So two important questions. How much are we throwing in it, and you know, we've got a sense of where that money's coming from, but are we considering this part of the technology allocation, or are we considering this part of the brick allocation, or are we taking it straight down the middle? And then is this a 200-day moving average play? Because we would assume that Alibaba off the IPO would get a pop, but we also know that new stocks wind up getting the pop and then they give it back. So since these guys can't necessarily own the shares right as they come public, these guys could face a little bit of that backlash.
You're absolutely right. So when you buy it and how you allocate it are great questions. So first of all, don't jump into it right away. You can right now go out and get to understand a little bit more about the components that's available at the Crane Shares website, number one. Number two, you should have at least 5 to 10% of your global equity allocation in emerging markets. And if you're not there and you're looking to increase it, maybe take some of the cash that you do have on the sidelines and think about a 2 to 3% position in KWEB. It's not a bad bet, at least for a small percentage of your portfolio, and especially from valuation standpoints over in China and the growth rates, it looks to be very strong. And then finally, Chuck, you're right. Look at this on a 200-day moving average. Volatility is one of the things that we're going to see both in China and in internet-related stocks, so make sure you have a stop loss. If it goes below its 200-day average, that's a great exit strategy.
It is the ETF of the week, the ticker symbol KWEB, KWEB, and it is the Crane Shares CSI China Internet ETF, hot and in the news right now. But you also heard Tom say that as much as he likes it, he wouldn't necessarily buy it at this moment. He'd be watching, maybe seeing what happens after these Alibaba shares come public and get into the ETF. And if you want to learn more about it, well, you can check out KWEB or other ETFs at ETFtrends.com. Tom Lydon is the editor for ETF Trends. He's also available always at the website. You can follow him on Twitter at Tom Lydon or at ETF Trends. Tom, it is always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chuck.
Well, we have just gotten off to a great rolling start on the Thursday edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the big interview, and we are just picking up steam. So stick around. We are living the money life, and we'll be right back at it after this message.